Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Hard Shoulder with the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG, recharge your soul.
Would you believe this? We were talking about law and order earlier on and drug abuse in Dublin and elsewhere across the country. It's now 1 year on from starting Ireland's first medically supervised injection centre. There was a lot of noise and clamour around when it was started. Some people thought it was a great idea. Some people thought it was going to lead to the end of Western civilization as we know it. And a big group of people were somewhere in the middle saying how it was going to be done. Well, the man joining me here in the studio is going to tell us a little bit about how it's gone, bumpy or otherwise. And he's Eddie Mullins, who's the CEO of Merchants Quay Ireland. Eddie, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Emma.
Move in very close to the microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do a year review out and maybe talk about what the future of the programme is and could it be rolled out elsewhere. Will people be coming to visit you and do a peer trip to see what could be? So what? First of all, we'll go into what's worked well and we'll come to some of the issues afterwards. So can you sketch a picture of where were you at a year ago and how much has it seen and things improved?
Sure. Okay. So I suppose if we go right back 10 years ago, the then minister for with responsibility for the drug strategy was Eoin Reardon, and he brought a memo to cabinet to open a supervised injection facility somewhere in Dublin or in Ireland, but in Dublin particularly. And then there was a long process to get to a point where we opened the facility in December 2024. At the end of the month. And I suppose a supervised injection facility is a facility where people who inject drugs can come into a medically supervised environment and inject drugs in a safe and dignified and respectful manner. So it is one of those services that is quite controversial, and there certainly was a lot of soul searching around the impact it would have on both drug use, but also people who lived in the community. Merchants Quay is down on the quays beside Adam and Eve's church, you know, a very prominent part of the city. So we're open a year. We've had just over 14,000 visits. 1,400 people have used the service. You know, and at its very core and its essence, it is a service that saves lives. And we know from statistics, most recent, I think 2021, there were over 350 deaths from drug poisoning.
And so, you had 241 non-fatal overdoses.
Yeah.
Have you had fatal overdoses?
No, thank God we've had no fatal overdoses. And I suppose a non-fatal overdose is when somebody becomes unresponsive and they require intervention by a third party.
So what was its ultimate objective? Because this is the thing we all want to know. What was it trying to do? Because it could do lots of different things.
Yeah, so its ultimate objective, the very basic requirement was to save lives, to reduce the number of fatal overdoses.
Okay, so it wasn't aimed at sort of reducing drug use or anything like that. That's not what it's trying to do.
No, and I suppose drug use, and particularly people who are drug dependent, it's a very complex situation. So our principal aim is to reduce drug deaths. But also, if you don't engage with people who are very, very disengaged from society and are very marginalised, if you don't have an opportunity to bring them in to a service and begin that conversation, there is no chance that you're going to maybe steer somebody on a recovery path. And we're not naive here. We know that people who are drug dependent, it's a very, very...
So on a daily basis, how many people would be coming down to you, say, from nine?
Well, so,
I know it's 9 to 5, but what would be the daily throughput?
So we open anything between 40 and 80 people.
Okay.
We open at 8:30 in the morning, and we close at lunch, and then we reopen.
And do you have capacity for more people? Are you already maxed out?
No, we're not maxed out. So we haven't reached capacity. The sky hasn't fallen in.
Well, I'll come on to that bit.
There is a lot of, anxiety around.
Well, I wanted to ask you that because when we do this item, we'll say, has this been a success or a failure or something in the middle? And you're saying you've got the figures and you've got the data to say it was a success. But if I ask people living in the local area who aren't abusing drugs or may not even be related to those people, would they give me the same answer?
Well, I'll give you, I suppose, a straight answer. When the planning application was originally submitted to develop this facility, there were 99 objections and very, very detailed objections. We went, because this is a pilot and the planning will expire in June 2026, we went back to DCC with a planning application to retain the service. And we had three submissions and one objection. So that's a good indicator that a lot of the concerns, and this is not to in any way airbrush or to kind of diminish people's concerns, but a lot of the concerns around how this service would impact on the local community have not materialised.
Because one of the critiques of it is that a lot of drug abuse is taking place in the city centre area. It's all accumulating in there where people are shoppers or tourists or whatever, who, whether people like it or don't like, don't necessarily want to engage with drug abusers. And what I'm hearing a lot of people saying is things like the injection centre are great, but what people like Eddie Mullins are doing is they're pulling them all into this one area and they're around the area, and some people don't like that if they're living locally and so on. So are you open to that criticism at all, or what's
100%,
your...
100%, you know, and I'm glad you raised that, because I suppose if we look at the people who've used the service in the last 12 months, 90% of them were already engaging in services in Merchants Quay. So Merchants Quay provide open access homeless services. 70% of the people who use our services are in what we would call unsecure, you know, emergency accommodation. And a lot of those centres are in the city centre. Yes, of course, it is distressing for people who are not, who, you know, don't have enough. I won't even say an understanding, because that's been a little bit.
But it's not so much distressing. People are saying it's not in the suburbs, but it's all in the city centre. So if I'm a trader in the city centre, I might say, well, why are we're bearing the burden of all of this? Why, you know, why should it not be spread around somewhere else? Now, of course, the other people then will object. So.
Well, it is in the suburbs. The difference with drug use in the suburbs is that it takes place in houses, in clubs and pubs.
The problem doesn't go away.
The people who use our service, I know this is a very blunt way of saying it, but they don't have anywhere else to take drugs. And the reality
is, if you shut down tomorrow, they aren't going to stop just because you shut down.
No. What we're going to do by action like that is we're actually going to create an even bigger problem.
Do you think you've removed some of the open injecting that people have? Like, would you say you've had an impact on that side of things?
Absolutely. And I suppose,
whether it's down in laneway or whatever.
Down a laneway, in a back alley, in an underground car park. I mean, with those numbers having used the service to inject, there's 14,000 less injections on the street. That's a very crude way of putting it. But equally, and again, I suppose, if we look to the future, drug trends, for example, when you see open drug taking on the street, what you're primarily looking at is people smoking crack cocaine. So you're not seeing people inject drugs to the same degree they did prior to the centre opening. But you're still seeing people smoke crack cocaine.
Are you catering then to people who are injecting if they want to consume other types of drugs? Sorry, folks.
Yeah, so ours is a supervised injection centre. And to be fair, you know, to get to this point, like people like Professor Eamon Keane and Jim Walsh and others and successive ministers pushed very hard to get this facility where it is. And Merchants Quay, we're privileged to operate it on behalf of the HSE. It's a fully funded HSE service. But we had to walk before we can run. And I would hope the independent evaluation, which is ongoing at the moment, we're 12 months into an 18-month pilot, and the data that we've collected and certainly the information that we have would demonstrate that it has been a very successful project. So we would be hopeful that the next stage...
What things do you want to improve, or what are the work-ons, or what are the things you'd say, well, in the next year or two, you want to get more of a grip on that part? Because it's only, as you said, it's year old, so there's presumably been some teething issues.
Absolutely. I suppose, I mean, in the wider context of drug treatment services, what we need is far more recovery and detox beds for people who are on that journey, because recovery is ultimately where we want to get everybody.
You can only take them to a certain level. And
absolutely. We have recovery services in other parts of our organisation, and we see the demand is growing there. And that's where the real benefits of drug treatment services can be seen. But this service is a very niche service for people who inject drugs, and it is life-saving. And as I say, we've demonstrated that.
So would you like to expand out what you do beyond the injection part and working and move it more into the treatment part as well and add that on? So they aren't just coming in to inject these individuals, they're also getting follow-on services.
We already do that. So okay. Merchants Quay, Riverbank has, it's a three-story over basement building. You have primary health care, you have dental care, you have mental health team, you have open access, and you have the injection centre. And there is a flow between all of those services. So that exists, and that is the best way.
How are you managing that? Not you personally, but how is that area physically being managed? Like, is that now become a bit of a no-go area? Are people actually okay with it? Like, what? I'm just thinking of the physical space.
So, well, I mean, Merchants Quay, Riverbank, the facility that we're talking about, is in operation now for 40 years. And the service that they've developed over those 40 years, it was for homeless men who were literally on the streets. And we still have a homeless service. I've explained a lot of those services. And we have a very experienced team who have a really, great connection with the clients. And we work with our clients, we work with organisations like ISHCA, which is a peer-led organisation, to engage with our clients and hopefully minimise the impact it has on the street and minimise the impact that it's had in the local
community. And is there certain people, you already mentioned people who are taking other drugs, smoking certain drugs and so on, is there certain people you won't deal with who are disruptive or what? Like I presume you don't take everyone that comes into you, so how do you decide, so, we're going to work with you, we're not going to work with you?
So we're a very low threshold service, so we don't have a big series of rules that people must obey, because the reality is for people who are drug dependent.
But your staff need to be safe and all the rest
of it.
They
do, and again, it's through experience, it's through training, it's to engaging with peer groups, it's engaging with the clients. We do have from time to time. I mean, your previous guest talked about the prison system. We do have from time to time problematic situations, but we're trying to deal with them, you know, and we've done that quite successfully in the last 12 months.
Final quick question. Can this be rolled out elsewhere, do you think?
It can and should be rolled out. Certainly, there are other large urban areas that have a particular problem around drug use on the streets. So I think the pilot evaluation will demonstrate that this has been very successful, and hopefully we'll see it as a mainstream part of our drug treatment services going forward.
Okay, listen, great story. We'll see how the second year goes, but you're up and running, and that's the main thing. Eddie Mullins is the CEO of Merchants Quay Ireland. Thank you very much for coming into the studio. We really do appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG, recharge your soul.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.